Climate change is no longer just an environmental issue. It's affecting global businesses, especially supply chains. Extreme weather and resource shortages are putting the systems under pressure. How can businesses prepare for these challenges? How can they adapt and recover? Experts highlight the importance of resilience strategies to get operations back on track after disruptions. Others emphasize the need for long-term changes to address ongoing threats. However, there are still gaps in our understanding. How do supply chains not only survive during a crisis, but also recover and rebuild afterward? Addressing these issues is critical to building sustainable, resilient supply chains that can handle future challenges while supporting businesses and their communities. To advance this understanding, we propose the following research questions. RQ1. What are the key factors that shape supply chain endurance in the context of climate change and extreme weather events? RQ2, how are supply chain endurance capabilities developed and how do they influence a firm's supply chain and community resilience in climate change and extreme weather events? We adopted a mixed method research design. We first performed semi-structured interviews and analyzed them through a coding process. Second, we collected survey data to test the relationship between supply chain endurance and a firm's supply chain and community resilience. We finally developed a supply chain endurance model to extend the supply chain knowledge base. The supply chain endurance is a higher order construct composed of adaptive leadership, adaptability, visibility, flexibility, collaboration, redundancy, and conditioning. We also saw that supply chain endurance has a positive relationship with the firm's supply chain resilience and community resilience. Sustainable resilience is critical for the viability of businesses and local communities in the face of climate change and increasing natural disasters. What can organizations do in the short term to respond to those disruptions? They can set up leadership task forces, conduct climate risk assessments, and train employees. Additionally, implementing real-time monitoring systems, contingency plans, and supplier diversification offers more layer of protection, enhanced by partnerships with local agencies to improve crisis management. In the long term, companies must invest in leadership development, build flexible systems, and integrate climate resilience into everyday roles and responsibilities. Using advanced data analytics, improving infrastructure, and working closely with supply chain partners are also key to staying ahead of climate challenges. Altogether, these actions might help businesses not only endure disruptions but thrive in a rapidly changing world.